All right, so my name is Bertin Salazar, and I'm a student at CI, and I'm here with Juan Lagunas. And today is April 1st, 2013, and we'll be discussing the topic of the economic recession regarding unemployment and work and some of those other topics. So we'll go ahead and start it. So tell me about yourself, Juan. When and where were you born?
I was born August 31st, 1993, in Mexico.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, when did you move to Rancho County, and what did you do?
I moved here, I think it was in 1998.
Okay. So what are some of your previous occupations? Like, what kind of jobs have you done in the past, and what kind of jobs are you doing right now, as of today?
I've done mainly work in agriculture.
And can you list some of the specific fields?
So, picking raspberry, blueberry, strawberries.
Okay. And, What was some of your childhood dreams as a kid? What were some of the things you dreamed of?
To go to school and have a good career.
Okay, can you elaborate more on that? Like, what type of dreams? You don't mind asking me specifically, what kind of career path did you want to choose?
To be an architect.
Okay, so an architecture, okay. And let me proceed to question number two. Tell me more about your family. How many members? How old are they? And where are they? Are they currently living with you, or are they out of state?
Well, there are five in my family. And my older brother is 21, and my younger brother is 10. My older brother is living in Santa Paula right now.
So, do you live with parents, or are you living on your own right now?
Oh, I live with my parents.
Okay. if you don't mind asking, Juan, since you say you weren't born here, and obviously you're here today, when did you come to the U.S. and where did you arrive? Here in California, or was it another state?
Like I said, I came in 1998, and yeah, I arrived here at California.
Okay, that's good. How was the adjustment process like? What was the most surprising aspect of your experience?
It was hard because I had to learn a new language.
Okay, so you're enrolled as a student here in California, which is speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so moving on. So if you don't mind asking me once again, when did your hardship begin? Describe your hardship.
It started right after high school because I had to go work in the fields.
Okay, so working, finding a job was a hardship. Okay, what was the most surprising aspect of your experience? What was most painful?
Well, the work we had to do.
So you would describe your job pretty advertising. So and what you learn from working in the fields and bearing with that hardship like during this past few years in your life. So what have you learned?
I've learned that it's hard to win money right here in the field, and it's better to go to school and get a career.
Okay, so further your education. So how has your life changed because of this hardship? Like, for example, have you changed your mind? Like, are you now thinking of still continuing to work in the fields for the rest of the upcoming years, or did you decide to do something like go to a trade school, college, community college? So basically, what are your plans for the future, and what have you learned from this hardship?
Yes, I've decided to go to a community college this year because I don't want to keep working right there my whole life.
Okay. So facing this, I'm struggling. How did you cope? Who helped you, and what was helpful?
The people at work and my parents motivating me.
Okay. Did you try to receive any type of government assistance? Why or why not? So since you're going to, you're saying you're planning on going to school, community college, are you planning on receiving any type of government assistance? Or are you receiving any type of government assistance as of today?
Not yet, but I applied for my work permit, and hopefully with that I could get the FAFSA to go to school.
Okay. If you don't mind asking me, so you say you're struggling because you're working in the fields, trying to stabilize your life or improve your life and help you reach your goals. You don't mind me asking, during this time, who or what did you blame for your hardship? Like, for example, the economy, the society, the government, your family, or yourself?
Well, I blame the government and myself.
And why is that?
Well, the government, because without papers, I can't really do anything. I can't find a good job or get money to go to school. And myself, because I should have looked for scholarships during high school and gotten more involved in school.
Okay.